Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. I see that my boys, the Seahawks, just won, so I hope that everybody's celebrating that victory out here in the Pacific Northwest where Flavor News is located. Later on in the show, at some point, we are going to have a special guest coming on, Joe Gingerella, a.k.a. Joey G, who is going to be talking about an amazing opportunity for the artists up here in the Pacific Northwest, the Road to South By, which is the Battle of the Bands, that is taking place as we speak. Well, not as we speak, but right now. It's already into maybe about 3 weeks into the Battle of the Bands. And the performers have an opportunity to win a slot, a guaranteed slot to perform at South by Southwest in Austin, Texas, this March. So I'm really, really hoping that we'll get some of the Pacific Northwest artists to tune in tonight so they can hear the information and ask all the questions that they want. If you have questions just about South by Southwest, I know that Joe will be willing to answer those questions for you. But as I promised, in the meantime, I'm just going to play artists from my hometown, Seattle, Washington, the Pacific Northwest. And let's see, let's start out with my girl, Julie C. from Knox Family with World Turns.
Never could spot or stop me, everybody out there move folks. Inoculate the game's vein, my methodic approach. But always know the virus and I is conjugal foe. So yeah, play the plague, my pedagogy at this paper chase. Chisel away at the enclave so my comrades can break the gates. Beat stakes, the gap queens take. Cause the whole chain break with one weak link, unforeseen fakes. Never can penetrate, my recon strong. Not letting the second generation COVID to program on my dome. Of a higher call until the entire empire falls. I'm playing for all. All fabric flawed, I'm a seamstress with a keen itch, for stitching up rips too quick with a clean stitch. I mean it, not just speak it. I eat it, drink it, and breathe it. And we the key to a freedom. If we could see it, believe it, but damn.
As the world turns and it's over, I keep on salivating, marinating till they learn that I'm feeding for the freedom of my counter. My testament's a fur witness of your vision blur. As the world turns and it's over,
yeah, moving, moving, cause I can't be stopped. Blown up the block, I keep it cruising, boy, I can't be got. Squeezing your block, I keep it smoothing, and I can't be popped. Hated by cops and that fit in a box that can't detox from tricks. Taking a ship about the docks, don't need it locked to operate and move the truth when I talk. When I beat the box, cause I heat it hot with good food for thought. The life we live isn't worth the feels many wop. In America, buried under the yield of the cash crop. Chopping rocks and blasting glocks, it's just to get what you got. It's a cracker factory. Get 100 meters slave patiently, burning in the bucket, just that all I gracefully execute them on the balcony. Like they did king, I mean made. Killing machines instead of things. Killing our dreams, got us living the fakest of things. And so we come on the mental, okay, all day.
As the world turns and it's over, I keep on salivating, marinating till they learn that I'm feeding for the freedom of my cattle curb. A testament to fur, witness of your vision blur. As the world turns and it's over, I keep on salivating, marinating till they learn
for the freedom on my cattle curb. A testament to firm witness of your vision blur.
freedom on my ghetto curb. My testament deferred, witness of your vision blur. As the world turns, and it's over, I keep on salivating, marinating, during her. That I'm feeding for the freedom on my ghetto curb. My testament deferred, witness of your vision blur. As the world turns, and it's over, I keep on salivating, marinating, during her. That I'm feeding for the freedom on my ghetto curb. My testament deferred, witness of your vision blur. As the world turns, and it's over, I keep on salivating, marinating, during her.
All right, that was the Knox Family with World Turns. I want to jump into a track by one of my favorite young men out of the Pacific Northwest, and this is Swift Tongues with his piece, If I Had a Dollar.
Baby, you're beginning to sound like a
dollar for every time you said we'd go to Montego or Puerto Rico, I'd be rich, Swift.
Damn.
Yeah, a rich chick.
All right, that was Swift Tongues featuring Miss Tootsie with If I Had a Dollar. Tonight, as I said, we're going to be playing some of the best coming out of the Pacific Northwest. We are also going to have a special guest call in that's going to talk about Road to South By, which is a battle of the bands taking place in Seattle, Washington right now, where the Pacific Northwest, the artists out of the Pacific Northwest, has an opportunity to win a slot to perform at South By Southwest in Austin, Texas this March. So I really, really hope that you, the artists in the Pacific Northwest, are paying attention. We've been posting it on Facebook and different places, and, you know, wanted to do a show tonight to answer any and all of your questions. So let me just click on the link and see if by chance this is Joe, our special guest. All right, we've got two callers, so 253-678. You are on the air with Lady Flava.
How's it going? This is Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Hello.
Peace and blessings.
Hi, this is Joe.
Welcome. Right.
How are you doing?
Thank you so much. I'm doing well. I'm very excited about having you on the show tonight. I just thought,
Great. You
know, I'm gonna stick to the theme of the Pacific Northwest, since you're going to be talking about the Road to South By. Joe, there's another caller on the line, and they've got their hand up, so let me just click on them and see who they are.
No problem.
All right. All right, caller from the 253-232 area code. You're on the air with Joe Gingerella and Lady Flava.
What's up, Lady Flava? It is Vox. How you doing tonight?
I'm very good, darling. How are you, Vox?
Fantastic. I got some questions about this Battle of the Bands deal.
Okay, so why don't you hold your questions right quick, Vox, and let's just get into the interview with, I was going to say Joey G. I don't know which
one. Yeah, that's what everybody calls me.
Okay, so shall we call you Joey G then?
Joey G works, yeah.
Okay, all right. So anyway, Joey, why don't you give us a little bit of the background of who you are and how you got involved in the South by Southwest.
I've been in the music industry for about 28 years, managing and promoting bands. I've worked with everybody from Korn, Sublime, Alien Ant Farm, lots of different bands over the years. Travis Barker from Blink-182, he plays with Puff Daddy and everybody else on Eminem's new tracks and stuff like that. So long time business, doing shows all over the country. I do events in Hawaii. I do events in Europe. Naturally, every year, South By is the biggest music industry convention that there is. And you get about 120,000 people that show up. 40,000 are from the music industry. So you have every record label, independent majors and all that coming to watch the band showcasing so they can pick the groups that they want to sign to their record companies. Also, bands get endorsements from music companies and sometimes licensing deals for their music as well. So what we decided to do this year, we've been doing it for the last couple of years, and for each year that I've been involved, I run two of the biggest outdoor stages and then about four of the indoor venues during South By. And our performances, we had three bands each year get signed to major deals and then some bands that got some independent deals as well. So I teamed up with Brave New World to put together the Road to South By, which it's two venues. There's one Hell's Kitchen in Tacoma and El Corazon in Seattle, Washington. And what we're doing is a battle of the bands. And the bands that win, the top five, are going to go to South By with us. And they're going to get to play on the outdoor stages and the indoor clubs, which three showcases for a group going to South By is huge.
Wow.
Most of the time the groups only get one. So if you submitted through South By Southwest for a spot this year, you would have actually got one 30-minute set. And so we're offering the bands three 30-minute sets, one on the biggest outdoor stage that there is, and then two on the indoor venues.
Wow, that's an amazing opportunity. So tell us, you know, how you're going about, you know, getting the bands to sign up for the Road to South By.
Well, what we have is
the voting process.
We have a website that is the just road, the number two, southby.com. And they can go on there and read all the information on how the battle is going to go and what dates are available.
Okay.
And then what they do is they can sign up on the registration page. And so it's the first come, first serve to fill up all the dates for the battle. And
okay.
then the night of each event is audience, and then there's usually five guest judges from radio stations and other celebrities and stuff to actually judge the groups.
Okay. Okay, so now I know that that you are encouraging that the artists be able to sell a certain amount of tickets to bring their fan base out, which I think is a good look because...
Absolutely. Well, what it is is it also it helps bring the people in for each group. So that means
mm-hmm.
the night of the show, they're all going to watch each band. So, I mean, if you have, say, six bands on a show,
right.
judging doesn't go on until the end of the night, which means that most of the fans will stay around and actually see the other artists as well.
Okay. Sure, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. So the judging is going to be based off of the five guest judges, then?
And the audience participation. So the crowd response for each group, and that narrows it down to the two. And then the five guest judges put their votes in for one or the other of those two groups.
Okay. You know, I plan to get out to some of these battles, Joey. I'm just a little concerned that, you know, there might be a couple people, you know, on stage that I might like both of them, and then, like, what do I do? Like, how do I even decide?
Well, see,
then
when you got five judges, it usually pans out that the odds are correct to pick one of the ones that's going to win. Yeah, we made sure that we had enough judges to offset the tie.
That's good. Totally understand. So, just out of curiosity, kind of backtracking just a little bit, you know, how did you get involved with Cheyenne Selah and, you know, partnering up with him in doing this?
Well, what happened is me and Cheyenne go way back. I was promoting concerts. I just came up from Southern Cal to start working in the Northwest, and he was one of the first artists that I met. And I took him out on the road. I actually would call him up out of the blue and say, look, I'm going on tour with a band like Tesla. It could be a rock group. And I'd go, do you want to be, you know, the support act? And he would jump within 30 minutes on the road with me, and we'd go out on the road and tour with, say a rock band. And he would do fine,
mm-hmm.
you know, like with the crossover crowd. Then I'd have, like, you know, Two Live Crew, or I'd have Eddie Griffin doing his tour. And so Cheyenne cut his teeth with me doing shows all over the country, actually. And so
wow.
I've known Cheyenne for, I'd say, at least something like 15 years.
Wow.
And
then
what happened is 2 years ago, when I took over all the venues at South By, I would touch base with him. He was across the country doing something else, and I told him, you know, he should stop down in. Then this year came around, and I go, well, let's team up together and let's do this battle, and let's go down there and actually, you know, do it as a partnership on all these different venues that I run.
That's exciting. Man, too bad I'm not Cheyenne. I'd love to partner up with you. No, I'm just kidding. I don't have the energy for all that. But
it's a great opportunity. And, you know, Cheyenne's company has done nothing but good events all across the country and you know,
mm-hmm.
lots of positive things for kids and schools. And so I knew that, you know, if I was going to partner up with somebody, it had to be somebody that, you know, had that kind of background. So that way we could both professionally team up and make this happen.
Right. And I, you know, I listened to Cheyenne's new album, and, you know, he's very, very diverse. But one thing I can definitely say about his sound and the quality of the product is so crisp. You know, it's just, you know, because I listen to a lot of independent artists, you know, not only from the Pacific Northwest, but across the world. And Cheyenne is putting out a very, very quality product. So I can totally understand why you would just kind of partner up with him, along with, obviously, he's got integrity and great work ethics and very
Absolutely.
Much into building community. So, you know, I understand that. So, you know, if you don't mind, I am going to bring Vox back in and let him ask some questions of you.
Sure.
All right, Vox, you are on air now with Joey, and you can ask him some questions about Road to South By and South By Southwest.
How you doing, Joey?
Hi, Vox.
Hey, my first question is you mentioned that there would be a level of ticket sales. How many tickets is one artist am responsible for?
If it's a solo artist, someone that's a singer-songwriter or just a solo performer, it's 25 tickets, and if it's a band, it's 50 tickets. And it's not to make profit. What it is these venues like El Corazon with the house rental and the security and everything, they come to about $1,800 a night when you rent the venue. So it's not us, like, teaming up with the venue. It's us actually going in and taking over. So the money goes to just cover the cost of putting the event on down there at those battle nights.
Uh-oh.
Did we lose
dropped
him?
Off. Yeah, we lost him. I'm sure he'll call back in, though. but let me ask another question since he dropped off the line. Now, if a group, a solo artist or a band wins a slot to go to South by Southwest, do they have to pay to get into the event?
No. All the events and stuff, there's about 300 stages, and there is no cover charge. If anybody's been to South by, if you want to, you can purchase a badge from them to get into the convention center, but in the last few years, I don't ever I've gone with hundreds of bands, and I don't think anybody's needed them to get into anywhere. So there is no cover charges, so all the venues are free to get in and out of. So not only can the bands perform, but they can go watch other groups from all around the world.
Okay. I guess I'm confused because when I went on the South by Southwest, it was like $700 for like a music group
or
whatever.
If you were to – it's kind of interesting. If you were to go to the website for the company – the company, also the bands that submit to the company, what happens is you submit your music, and if you're chosen, they choose a certain amount of people, and that band has to buy their badges, which ends up costing a band $3,500 to play that half an hour set. So with what we're doing, I kind of eliminate all that.
Right. So then, honestly, you know, selling 50 tickets or 25 tickets in a sense is like
nothing.
Well worth it when if you were to submit directly yourself on your own, then it could
you would be paying thousands
costly.
Of dollars and you would get what happens is they have restaurants, they have record stores, they have all these different places that bands perform. If you went through the submission process and you had to buy the badges that cost you $3,500, then you would also not have a choice of what venues you perform. So you could be put in a coffee shop. So I think, you know, with us having the biggest outdoor stages and the top venues down there, it just makes it worthwhile for the groups that go with us.
I think it definitely sounds worthwhile. My dear friend, who is an absolutely amazing singer, is in the chat room, DeLon, and he is DeLon, you are in Houston, Texas, correct? I know he wishes he was up here in Seattle so he could sing for you and win. But anyway, Vox, your line is back open again, so you can continue asking questions of Joey G.
Hey, Joey, you absolutely answered every question I had about it. I'm just ready to go ahead and jump online and sign up ASAP because this sounds like an opportunity. You know, and
yeah, it's a great time too. It's even each event is. You've got a lot of interesting people that are the judges, and you know, so it's fun all the way. And then, like I said, if you go to South by, you know, not only just the performing, but the networking that you can get done, you know, just from being down there. Usually, I mean, you can get licensing deals, or you can get endorsements and things like that. So there's a lot that goes on while you're in South by.
Fantastic! I am definitely going to do everything I can to get that in. And one other question. Now. Happening in March, is there a list of the different professionals that'll be there from, you know, Def Jam?
What they do is every single record company sends, I would say, 70% of their staff. So you've got everybody from A&R to PR. In front of our outdoor stage, I was sitting there with Jeff Blue, who is the guy that did Linkin Park. He did Macy Gray's album, co-wrote Matchbox 20's album, really high producer, Mark Needham. So you've got the top producers, and then I had vice presidents and presidents from Atlantic, Universal. So at any given time, there was maybe 10, you know, top guys from the industry at one stage or another. And so it kind of rotates, but there, like I said, there's 40,000 from the industry, and there's only 300 stages throughout South by. So that means at each area, you've got X amount of people from all different labels.
Wow.
And the reason what they do is when they go there is that they're scouting, and most of the time they have bands that they've already talked to as well. So if there's groups that they've already talked to that they wanted to see showcase, they've already jotted those bands down where they're going to be playing. They'll go see them, and then they hop around to the other events that are going on.
Fantastic. Well, thank you very much. Definitely answered all of my questions, and I look forward to working with you.
All right.
Thank you. Bob, just stay on the line right quick, because I want to ask another question you might like the answer to. What would you recommend to any artist that is going down to Southwest, South by Southwest, or going to try out here at Road to South By, and if they win a slot, what would you recommend to the artist in taking and how to prepare to go to this particular event?
Well, what's great about if it's a band, when you go there, there's a full sponsored backline, so the bands do not have to bring their own equipment, so it makes it easier for them to travel. What they want to concentrate on is once they're chosen and they find out the times that they're playing, then what they want to do is have either their manager or the member of the band contact each label that they're interested in. What you do is you'll contact them and send them a letter saying that you're going to be performing at South By at this place at this time. And some of the labels will give you a response, whether they can make it or not. So it's good to also prep, let them know the different labels just by sending them an email to the head of A&R for each label that you're interested in. And then that way it kind of will draw one or two that are already interested just from what they've seen online about your music and stuff like that.
Okay.
So you can get them, you know, it's a preemptive strike to get more label people to be around the stage when you're performing. And, of course, self-promotion when you're there. If you're going to be performing, get there a day early and go around and flyer the 120,000 people with which venue you're playing at. And, just self-promotion while you're there.
Right. So
the higher visibility that you have, the better chances.
Understand. So would you also suggest that they press up CDs to hand out or whatever?
No, what you want to do is there's a couple ways to do it. If you do press up CDs, don't do a mass pressing. Most of the people at South By are in the industry. So there's not a whole lot of fans and things. So what you want to do is that you want to carry, I would say, about 50. If you have 50 pressed up CDs with your songs on it, and you don't give them to everybody, you just give them to the labels that show interest. So if you're talking to a label and they show up at your stage, you hand them that just so they have something hard to keep. They'll watch you, and they're more than likely going to have you send them more stuff anyways. So have a handful on, but only give them to the people that you're networking with, talking to, or, you know, the labels that show up when you're performing.
Okay. All right, sounds good. So, Vox, I just wanted you to stay on. I don't know if you wanted that information, but anyway,
hey.
I don't know if you want to just – okay.
That's very good. Thank you.
All right.
Okay, so do you want me to keep you on hold, Vox, so you can listen, or you want to keep your line open just in case you have more questions?
You got it. I'm going to stay right here.
Okay. All right. I've got another caller on the line, Joey, so let me bring them in.
Okay.
Caller from the 206 area code. You are on the air with Joey G, talking about Road to South By and South by Southwest.
How you doing? This is R. Curtis. How you doing, Lady Flava?
I'm very good, R. Curtis. How are you, darling?
Oh, I'm doing all right. Just preparing for the show tonight.
I understand. So you're at the Scarlet Tree tonight?
Southwest, huh?
You're at the Scarlet Tree tonight?
No. I'm playing at a place called in Des Moines called All Star.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm playing there.
I was trying to keep up with the postings. I blew it. That's right. A new place. That's right. The new place.
Yeah. We're trying to put something else on the map. But I'm very interested. I just recently heard about South by Southwest probably last year, and I'm very interested in how to get there. You know what I mean? I do have a band that I'm working with. You know, nobody really knows about it, but you know, and everybody else. And we'll probably be ready by that time. So, I mean, what do I need to submit in order to be considered?
What happens with it is if you submit way back, like they start submitting a year ago, and we're the only people that can get people into South By, because I have two outdoor stages, and then we have four of the biggest venues at South By. So what I'll do is I'll give you an email address, and since you're not in the Northwest, I'll shoot you an email.
No, he is.
On other
no.
I am in the Northwest.
Joey, he's here in Seattle.
Oh, you are in Seattle. Well, then that's great. What you want to do is go to road, the number 2, southby.com. Road, the number 2, southby.com. And if you go to that, it'll have all the information.
Okay. Well, I'm actually on the road right now driving, so...
When do you get back?
No. I'm just in my car driving. I'm on mobile phone talking to you guys.
I will send you the link to you on Facebook to your inbox.
Okay, that'd be great.
Okay, yeah, and so sign up so that you can perform and let me know when you're gonna perform so I can come cheer you on.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, I put on my Facebook, I put a list of all my performances in January.
It on my website.
Okay, good.
My website too, so.
I'm going to be very, very busy this year, so. And South By, I understand that South By Southwest is the place to be.
It's the place, Curtis. You need to be there.
It's the place.
I'm trying to be there.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, you need to be there, Curtis.
I didn't get the name because, you know, my phone's breaking up, but what's the gentleman's name?
His name is Joey G. Or
Gingerella is my full name.
I'm sorry. Say it again.
It's Joe Gingerella.
Oh, George. Joe Gingerella. Okay, well, very nice talking to you. I appreciate the information. And, I will definitely, get what I need to get there and
okay.
See if maybe we can perform, get some labels involved. And,
yeah.
And be by example.
Well, you
yeah,
need
there's
to. You're one of his.
Oh, yeah. There's
our Curtis
a lot
is
of
one.
People that,
our Curtis
that are.
Okay.
Oh, go ahead.
Well, no, go ahead.
Oh, I was gonna say there's definitely a lot of people that hang out at the events that I do. I work with Dan Freeman, who is the guy that behind, and then Jeff Blue, who did Macy Gray. There's a whole lot of people that we actually are partners with that will be there as well.
Okay. Well, sounds good. Sounds real good. I heard you say don't go down there with a mass amount of CDs. You probably just want to
know
about
it. Yeah, what happens is nobody, they're not purchasing a lot of merchandise. So since it's all industry people, you want to hand them to the people from the labels that you meet and people that are from, music instrument companies, anybody that you're networking with, want those to go directly to them. And unless you just want to flood the market, get them out there, you can give a whole bunch of CDs away and they'll go out to people that might take them all across the country for you.
Right, sure.
So, yeah,
okay.
The main thing is of course, trying to get the record deal.
Right, of course. All right, well, that sounds real good. I'm glad I caught it on the halfway mark. I was sitting up here getting everything together for the night. And you need to come check out the show tomorrow. You know, I'm emceeing and I sing, too. I got Michael Wassman tomorrow at Sunday Night Cruise at Saigon Pops.
Okay, you know, Archer, I'm going to have to call you and ask you to direct me how to get to Saigon Pops.
Oh, that's not a problem.
And before you hang up, Archer, DeLon wants to say hello to you.
Hey, what's up, DeLon?
What's happening with you, brother?
Oh, man, everything. Everything,
hello,
man.
Hello, Lady Flavor. What's up, Joey? Hey, how's you doing?
Yeah, so. It's 2011, man. It's time to get what you got coming to you, man. You know, don't sit down and wait. Go get it. So, I'm out here on the road going to get it.
All right, Curtis. Have a wonderful show tonight.
Thank you very much.
Yes, have a great one. Right. Nice talking to you.
All right.
Have a great
right.
show tonight,
right.
man.
Thank you very much. Have a good one.
All
okay.
right. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
All right, DeLon, you are on the air with Joey G. So do you have
hey.
Some questions about South by Southwest?
Actually, I'm just listening and kind of learning a little bit because my manager is talking to a promoter right now that I think he does the Sprite summer tour things or something like that, and I might be getting booked for that, doing opening slots for some R&B artists and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just kind of listening and learning a little bit and stuff like that.
So DeLon, Joey is the artist that I was talking about that's down in Houston, Texas. Absolutely beautiful voice. So I know that if he was up in Seattle, I am sure he would win one of the nights there,
nice.
You know, at your competition. But unfortunately, he's down there in Houston, Texas.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, Houston.
I'm sorry.
He needs
to
move
up
here to
what
Seattle.
What I could do for you guys, too, is after the battle is done, if there's slots that open up, there'll be other options, and what I can do is I will get you that information at that time so then you can forward on for people that are not in the Northwest.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that'd be great. That'd be great.
That's wonderful. Okay. So if there's anybody else that's listening that has any questions, please feel free to call in right now to 347-857-1189 while we still have Joey G on the line. He can answer your questions about the Battle of the Bands taking place up here in the Pacific Northwest right now in the Seattle and the Tacoma area. And this is when you have the opportunity to compete against other artists here in the Pacific Northwest to potentially win one of the slots to perform down at South by Southwest in Austin, Texas, this March. So it's a great opportunity. If you've been listening to the show, it's not something that's easy to get into or get involved in, or it can be extremely costly. So this is a great way, especially if you're here in the Pacific Northwest, to get that opportunity. So I really, really encourage you to go to www.road2southby.com. I got stumped there right quick. Road2southby.com and register. It's very clear instructions, very easy to maneuver the site and understand what's going on, and then Joey will get back to you, you know, once you make contact. So I really encourage you to get on it this weekend and get your registration in so you can be set up to perform at one of the battles, either in Seattle or in Tacoma. So is there anything else, Joey, that you want to share with the listening audience as far as the Road to South By? You know, maybe you can just touch on, you know, what's the importance for underground unsigned artists and why they should want to try to get there?
The biggest problem for an unsigned artist is to meet the right people that are in the industry that can actually pull the trigger and get you that record deal. So what you have is you have people with amazing voices, you have excellent bands, and they get to a certain point in their career where they don't have management, and so they're doing the same thing, and they kind of hit a brick wall. So with all those artists, the way to break that up is to just figure the one time of going to South By for the four-day stretch, you're going to be seen by more record labels than you could ever reach just beating the streets on your own. So it's a one thing a year that I think every single band should try to get into, because it's the only chance that you're going to have to meet or network with those people, unless you've already got a couple that are interested from what you've been doing. But a lot of people don't have those connections, and it's amazing because I've seen bands that went down there just for the experience of playing that ended up picking up record deals just because, you know, someone saw them at the right time.
Wow.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Is this only for people in the Pacific Northwest?
So the South by Southwest in Austin, Texas, is people all over the world. I've got bands coming from Italy. I've got bands from France. There's people from all over the world, actually, that are going to it. But the Road to South by we are doing in the Northwest. What we have is the competition going on all through this area up here. So it's a competition for bands to perform, and then like I said, if At the end of the competition, depending on how many slots I have left, then I will create some other way that we can fill those slots for other performers around the country.
I got you. Yeah, I just wanted that general information.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great, man. You know, props to you. I know you're busy as all get out.
It's a good time though.
Yeah.
You must have a clear passion for this to be able to, you know, just stick with it as long as you have, Joey, along with just, I know it's a lot of work. I imagine it's a lot of headache, you know, that goes along with some of it. But in the end, I would imagine also that it's very, very rewarding.
Absolutely. And the funny thing is that every artist, when they're just a local artist or they're really beat in the streets trying to make it, every band kind of goes through the same thing. They're like, you know, we just can't make it. We can't get in front of the right people. And all mm-hmm. of the groups that I know that have been signed to major deals all said the same things to me prior to us doing the one thing that broke them. So a lot of times, you know, it's just being consistent and persistent about your art and staying out there. And it comes
yeah.
through, like I said, there's just in the last 2 years, like I said, three bands the year before, three bands this year. I got Universal Atlantic. We got Warner that signed the groups that were just playing on our stages. So, and that,
wow.
and you got to remember, if I'm only running five or six venues and outdoor stages, there's still 200 and something stages that bands are performing
yeah.
during that 4 day period.
Right.
Wow, that's amazing.
Well, it is amazing. I'm excited just thinking about it. I'm like, okay, I think I need to buy me a plane ticket and get a hotel or
yeah.
get down there somehow, because I think it would just be absolutely amazing to just experience it. I went on the website and I saw the pictures and I'm like,
oh,
oh my God, look at all the people.
And it's every style of music, which is great. So you have every
yeah.
style genre that's out there. And like I said, the streets are flooded. And it's interesting because you can go there and your perspective on the whole music industry will change for every member in your band, if you're a group or if you're a solo artist and you go. Just being there and you see what's mm-hmm. going on and you see these real people dealing
mm-hmm.
business or meeting you and talking to you just as if, you know, I mean, I've been there and actually bumped into a record label that I've never met before just randomly because the guy is next to me and starts talking to me.
Okay.
So a lot of stuff takes place while you're there.
Wow.
It's probably the best opportunity to really understand the industry you've chosen to be in, huh?
Yes. Yeah, a lot of people get their information from books that are outdated, or a lot of times they'll look up to an artist that's, say, in their local area. And the problem is they might look up to that artist because not getting out and touring and going across the country and other. They could also be receiving information.
Uh-oh, did I lose sound?
Yeah, I'm just kind of wondering, was it my phone? I think he dropped off.
Okay, he did drop off. Okay, well, maybe Joey will call back. Well, I think it's a great opportunity for anybody, you know, I mean, like you said, there are going to be artists from all over the world that are going to be attending South by Southwest in Austin, Texas, come this March. I want to say it's like around the middle of the year. I will post out, and if you came to the show because you saw my event posting for this show, I have the link for South by Southwest on there. I also have the link for the Road to South by on that particular event page. So definitely click those pages and find out more information. Joey, your line's back open again.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Hey, I'm about to hang up. But hey, Joey, check me out on All Media Artists, man. You know.
Okay, I will take a look at
it. Stuff. Yeah, I'm DeLon. So DeLon.
Okay, DeLon.
That's the name, and Lady Flavor can put you. Hey, Lady Flavor, I'll talk to you later. Okay, have all blessings.
Oh, you don't want to sing for him, DeLon?
Oh man, I gotta run. That's why I'm saying. Just check me out.
I'll check
it
out.
I'm sorry, I can't. I can't sing live right now. I got to run.
Yeah, okay.
Okay,
yeah, okay.
Got it.
All
bless
right,
you.
Bye.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye. Normally, Joey, I can any show that DeLon calls into, I can get him to sing. He's got an absolutely amazing voice. So I was just like teasing him more so. But, again, if there's anybody else that wants to call in right quick while we still have Joey G on the line, please call in to 347-857-1189. I see all the people listening incognito and those that are in the chat room as guests. You are definitely welcome to call in if you have any questions. This is your opportunity to. If by chance, Joey, can they go to the website and just send an email asking questions off of the website?
If they go to the registration page, what they can do is they can just put in their information and then type in the comment area any questions that they have.
Okay. So
and submit them.
Okay. So if you are in the Pacific Northwest, you know, I have been in touch with so many artists, you know, from here, you know, in the Seattle-Tacoma Federal Way, you know, area. And so many of you are saying how, you know, you're in the studio, you're creating, you know, you're the one, this and that. You know what? This is your time to show it. Show and prove, you know, get on the website, register, get your fans to come out and bring it. And let's see what, you know, what you can do. Because if you are the one, if you've got that it factor, this is the time to prove it and potentially have a great opportunity to be able to go.
Hey, let me give a little bit of more advice, too, is, for any artist that is trying to gear up to get some music to a label, understand that you do not have to spend $40,000 in the studio. You can actually do demos at demo quality, and they're going to look at what the songs are, the consistency of the song. They're not looking for the quality that you produced it because they know that they can take you in and turn that song out in their studio to be 100 times better. So you do have a lot of artists that spend a lot of money on their recording, and they don't really need to if they're shopping for a deal. And so they can save a little bit of money, and, you know, of course they want to sound good, but I'm just saying that you don't have to go full album quality just for the demos that you're going to shop to a record label.
Right. Totally understand. So,
yeah.
I mean, he's given out some absolutely amazing advice. You know, and, you know, he's been around for a while in different aspects of, you know, dealing with, you know, this industry, you know. So I, you know, again, I would encourage you, if you are in the Pacific Northwest, to take advantage of this opportunity. This doesn't come around very often, you know, that you, you know, can step up on a stage and perform, you know, where people are going to judge and, you know, you potentially have an opportunity to go in front of the masses and go in front of the record labels and have this experience and potential opportunity to honestly take things to the next level. So go over to www.road2southby.com and register today if you're in the Pacific Northwest. If you are not in the Pacific Northwest, you know, stay in touch with me. There could be a potential opportunity where something may open up that you could also have an opportunity to attend South by Southwest with Joey G. So, you know, stay in touch with me and we can get that information. So is there anything else that you'd like to share this evening, Joey, before you hang up?
Nope. Just, you know, like you said, if they want to take a chance and get seen by the right people, then this is the way to go. And like I said, I don't think there's any other competitions across the country or things other than South By that give you a bigger chance than this one right here for actually creating a career for yourself.
All right. There is a listener on the line. If there's a chance that you want to ask a question of Joey G before he hangs up, please hit the number one so that I know to bring you on the air. Otherwise, I'll just leave you on mute so that you can listen to the show. Well, I thank you so much for your time, Joey G, for, you know, calling into the show, giving us information about Road to South By, along with answering the questions in regards to South By Southwest. And I think it's very informative. I think it's an exciting opportunity, and I really hope that people will take the opportunity, especially here in our area, to sign up for this Battle of the Bands and take their chances of potentially, you know, being able to go with you down there to Austin, Texas. So I know that if they sign up as a single artist, then they need to sell 25 tickets, which are $10 each.
If they are a band, they need to sell 50 tickets.
Right. If they're a band, it's 50 tickets. And like I said, it's kind of an entry fee into the battle.
Right.
Most people, when it's something that important, can get a lot of support behind them to do that.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, yeah, this will give you that opportunity to get those real fans, the real fans, not those fake fans that we know about on Facebook, you know, 2,500 people. This is to get your real fans out there and get them to show their support of who you are and what they do. And, you know, again, Joey, thank you so much for this time and opportunity. I will be pushing out this particular show to the artists in the Pacific Northwest that I'm in contact with, so that the ones that missed it, I know there are a lot of people out there celebrating the Seahawks winning today.
That's
so
great.
You know, so we'll make sure that they get the archive so that they can listen to the information that you provided this evening. So thank
okay.
you so very much.
Thank
and
you
I understand
so much,
that
and I'll stay in touch and give you more information, like I said, as things develop, if any other slots come available
okay.
for bands out of the state.
Sounds good. All right. Have a great evening, Joey.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye now. All right, you heard it from the man himself, you know, the opportunities that there are that can take place for those in the Pacific Northwest to have a slot, a guaranteed slot to perform on one of the outdoor stages and two of the inside venues down in Austin, Texas for South by Southwest this coming March. But as I continue the show tonight, I'm going to go ahead and just stick with playing artists from right here in the Pacific Northwest. My favorite place, my favorite people, and let's see, I'm scrolling down the line. How about if I play a piece by Ayo? This is Mean Girl and her track called Put on a Show.
My makeup is running, what comes down? Are wearing me out. It's a full house, but I still feel alone. And out in the whole crowd, nobody knows. Put on a show.
All right, that was Mean Girl with Put on a Show. Now I'm going to take you over and play a piece by The Ark, and this is Jealous.
It's Shay, baby. It's all for you. I'm just trying to let you know. Yeah, in this situation,
it's all for you.
About what you do and what I do, you know what I'm saying? It's just, you know who you are. I'm trying to keep it on the real, though.
Come on.
Can't get you out of my head. I need to have your love again. Oh, can't seem to get enough. The way we touch, the way we love it.
I want to thank everybody for tuning in to listen to Play the Coffee House Online Radio Style. We had Joey G, the first half of the show, talking about the Road to South By, a Battle of the Bands competition taking place in Seattle, Tacoma, Washington area right now, which opens up the opportunity for Pacific Northwest artists to potentially have a slot to perform at the world famous South By Southwest in Austin, Texas. In March of this year. So if you are in the Pacific Northwest, I really, really recommend that you go over to www.road2southby.com and register today, and you will be contacted back with location and date of, you know, when you would be competing in the battle. Otherwise, great information was shared about South by Southwest. If you are in the music industry, it is someplace that you definitely want to try to get to at some time in your career. From what it sounds like, just a lot of people, record labels,
just great opportunities, about 300 stages to, where people are performing at. And you know what, if there's a way that I can get down there, I definitely want to experience this, if not this year, at some point, you know, as I wave my leopard pom-poms for the underground independent artists. If there's anybody in that wants to call in and chop it up with me, or, you know, promote something that they are doing, you got a record, a book, some art, a showcase, an event taking place, feel free to call in and promote you and what you do. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. But if not, I'm just going to continue playing some of the best in the Pacific Northwest. And this is Black Stacks with Marbles.
Collect brains, play the game like marbles. Collect brains, play the game like marbles.
Daily thoughts of death, but my breath pumps life. You're my life, full of love and might. You're my life, full of stories we write, full of mimics that bite, full of brothers that sometimes eat kite. You're my life, take turns that sometimes burn, but with no regrets. You're my life's a bet, whether off the set, behind doors, build a score, a horse great the encore, but vain, just release the pain. My life's strange in the midst of the game, full of stitches with dope pictures that get gold chains. You're my life, includes Garvey, no Barkley, or Bailey, operate daily at ATB. You're my life, hear songs that don't belong to my ears. They fit. Yo, my life's the shit. Yo,
my life.
Lace your t-shirt, you can't quit. Yo, Captain Red, can't quit. Yo, once upon a time, yeah, I built my rhyme. But nowadays it's paid, yeah, it's all refined. Yo, I like the lines across, taking forces to the north. In the basement as a ball, no, they choose no boss. But my life's high above, off hate and love, off the green and old machines. Yo, my life ain't seen. Yo, my life.
My life. So, your life's the shit.
What was I to do? Got clipped to jump off, raised up north. Soul got airport, so when I flex, you like that. You like what? Lights look like an EKG. Lights sound like Do-Re-Mi. Inside, shit, it got casualty. I fight inside, forced to practice lazy captains. We got mishaps. Ask Dr. Wright how the wrongs make every song better. Who's wrong, he or the legends? Then I'm 17, I got caliber to measure. My people run hustle and I sleep, rest temporary. Either I need it or the Hebrews greedy. Walk into your party, bring the epidemic to the needy, like leisure. I guess you thought you saw it, but you didn't. Turn the page, my life ain't gumshoe, not gunshoe. We got stripe, get shine, all the gifts, all the shit. Maintenance, 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 yo, I'm straight. Splinter walking, left over from the building. The rest got burned to begin it. Spit turn to venom, my life run like with old slaves. They stay too long, now I'm subterranean. Every mic we on goes plus stainless. The life I rock like a vest. Tax your discretion, protest, the game got implants. My life only grand.
Only grand
if I aim at them. If I aim at them,
right this shit on
it. If I
aim at them.
My life. Collect brains, play the game like marbles.
My life.
Collect brains, play the game like marbles.
My life.
Collect brains, play the game like marbles. Collect brains, play the game like marbles.
All right, that was Marbles by Black Stacks. Now I want to play a piece by Tiffany Wilson, and this is You Can Have It All.
Got those eyes I can look into forever.
All right. I want to give a shout out to my people in London, Switzerland, Cislaine in London, Chameleon in Switzerland, Lady Marmalade in Germany. I want to thank you so much for the love that you are giving to Flavor News Radio, to what you are giving the artists that I support and promote. And, you know, thank you so much for playing their music over there on your stations and for participating, you know, regularly with me through Flavor News and Flavor News Radio. So I want to jump into a piece by Chocolate, and this is Overdose featuring Drake.
The business.
Oh. Damn, another 20 missed calls. I love her and I hate her, it's a funny twist. Y'all can stand her when she in town, but miss her when she gone. Truth be told, I'd rather be with her than alone. But fights break out, and neighbors call 5-0. Screaming, you the most foul I know. Forever mine, wherever I go. Sex pistols out, die slow. Nah, die slower than that. Just collapse all over my mattress. Who shot ya? That nigga ain't finished. So once again, I find myself in it. Click, clack. Just let me take a minute. Round two is in the chamber. All you gotta do is spin it. Aim for the heart. Battle of the sexes. All span love and war. Casualties expected.
All right, now I want to play Rasty with his piece called Seven Nights.
I'm sitting on the Greyhound. A couple hours can feel like a couple days now. But I got my headphones on, turned up way loud, so I can't even hear what those others complain about. I really like just waiting and waiting and waiting, enjoying myself, practicing being patient. I'm riding through the mountains so my cell phone's off, and if it's not, I'm faking it. So for a few minutes, my life is as simple as a basic riff. Even though it's free time, I swear I pay for it. It's me time, it's my favorite. Rap time, Solomon Simone, there you go. Two friends that can shake on it, and three's a crowd. Only two legs fit in my jeans for now. I'm loving myself, and if you love yourself, sing aloud, but not too loud. I got my hands on life, sitting by myself, and it feels so right. And that's all I need. I'm going where the music takes me. Just let me be. Let me be, just let me be. My cousin wasn't feeling the same as I, so now every year my family lights a yard site. Candle and recites a prayer that I swear that he can hear. And I wish that he was here. I wish that we could have been tied up like a black dude's curly hair. At least I could find comfort in comedy somewhere. And I realized death is but a natural thing, even though your death came unnaturally. So I can focus on tragedy. I can look back and see all the 20 years you had and I have in our family. Rocking yarmulkes with LRG. And during Hanukkah we would sing a different melody. And light candles, not just for the deceased. And I love myself, and my cousin loved me. I just wish he loved himself more, and was content and happy being alone like me. I got my hands on life, sitting by myself, and it feels so right. And that's all I need. I'm going where the music takes me. Let me be free, free, free.
Right now I want to play a piece by Delton Sun, and this is Illiterate Child.
Illiterate Child. Young. And just about as angry as can be. Illiterate Child. A plus in math. But in English, a big fat E. Child. Smoke a reefer in the back of the school. Illiterate child. Illiterate child is far from a fool. You see, one day I asked the illiterate child to read. You know, for me in the class. He said, Delton, son, if you don't get this book out my face, I'm gonna shove it up your black ass. I started to snatch him by his cornrow and call his pops. He was a good friend of mine at Preston's Barbershop. I just taught a literate child how to read.
If you don't get nothing from this story, teach a child how to read.
Teach a child how to read.
Go stupid, go stupid, go dummy. You can do it, you can get it, you can learn it, you can learn it, you can do it. Go stupid, go stupid, go stupid. You can do it, and you can get it, and you can learn it, and you can learn it, and you can learn it. Just apply yourself. Peace, this is Delta Sun. Yeah, we got Nichelle on the track. It's Queen's Ransom.
Teaching them how to read.
What's your take on the situation, Nichelle?
Take the ill out of illiterate. Make these kids literate. Teach them how to read. Master your craft. This is Nichelle, a.k.a. Infinity. Queen's Ransom shouts out.
Now I want to play a piece for you by Lady Taze, Lady Taz, and it's called Dirty Dancing.
This is how it all began. Known as my homegirl's man. A little friendlier than I would ever recommend. I try to play it off. How should I tell it all? Don't want to feed the insecurities. I know the core. Plus, I thought I was boss. Said I would never fall. Didn't really know a thing, but in my mind, I knew it all. What was I hiding from? Should have told what he done. And if she tripped on me, at least I was the righteous one. I try to tell him blunt. You out of line for such. But that's my homegirl and I love our friendship very much. But as the time went on, he kept it coming on. Feelings he tried to plant and flourish.
Yeah, what's the reason? I just cheated. And my conscience was telling me it's all bad. But bagging up shorty was something I had to have. Oh, and it's crazy. Yeah. Feeling like Patrick Swayze. Oh, I'm dirty dancing. Dirty dancing. Yeah. I'm dirty dancing.
I started liking it. Ready to take the risk. I can't believe his accident. Never imagined this. He started to bring me gifts. His shoes and matching fits. We lied to her about our whereabouts because we on trip. Now I can't tell him no. Tell him to bring it on. I should be feeling low. I'm confused because inside I don't. He's not what I really want. But I can't even front. In all the things he does, which he was mine and never heard. He said he's leaving her. Said he gonna get his stuff. He called me Tyson Link because I wanted to call his bluff. I gotta fight for this. This love affair's alone enough. I lost my right as friends, my morals.
Yeah, what's the reason? I just cheated. And my conscience was telling me it's all bad. But bagging up shorty was something I had to have. Oh, and it's crazy. Yeah. Feeling like Patrick Swayze. Oh, I'm dirty dancing. Dirty dancing. Yeah. I'm dirty dancing.
And now I'm feeling bad. Wishing I never had. Stepped out my elements and fell in love with this man. And there's no relevance, she's never done a thing to me. And there's no elegance, no grace, just unfit memories. I couldn't come around, how could I do it now? I used to be a friend, but now I crack his of a clown. I used to get upset when he would treat her so unfair. And now I'm upset and the only one she got who cares. What am I supposed to do? How could I tell the truth? Cause she don't know it, but he with her and been with me too. And it's a crying shame, I failed a moment, I was tempted. And if we stopped it now, could I ever be forgiven?
What's the reason? I've just cheated. And my conscience was telling me it's all bad. But bagging up shorty was something I had to have. Oh, and it's crazy. Yeah. Feeling like Patrick Swayze. Oh, I'm dirty dancing. Dirty dancing. Yeah. I'm dirty dancing. Hold up. Pick the situation right, yeah. Shorty looking good over there. Flirting
why she playing with her hands. This girl was a little mysterious, so I got curious. Shorty broke it down, 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 down. She wouldn't forget it, the way that I hit it all night long.
All right, now I want to play a piece by a young lady named Tess Henley, and this is What You Won't Do for Love.
Pop, cold champagne. Can't explain why I ain't made or when it's sweepstakes. cannot teach, man. The fire of my purpose, bring it back. It's like a relay, 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 relay. Okay, I pick that. Understand a lot, but I just can't explain. Who am I to trip it? Why am I to blame? When we need the whole world and the world needs everything. Try to make them understand the world needs plenty things. It needs plenty wings and minds. I swear, if you just spread your mind, then the wings will fly. Brother, you think you got a purpose, then that dream don't lie. I can't explain why we all are grateful with what we got. Even your little is a lie. Pay it forward, pass it on, live long.
Now I'm going to play a little Rise Up by LaRue.
Accept no one's definition of your life. Define yourself. The pain passes, but the beauty remains. Nothing in life is to be feared. It is only to be understood. Now is the time to understand more, so we can fear less. Small body of determined spirits, fired by an unquenchable faith in their mission, can alter the course of history. This is for the ones that call me inferior. Said I'd never ever be a part of the interior. Status in the lower class under a superior. Today we on a new path to cause them hysteria. No more imprisonment, we demand justice. Sworn in the leadership, we demand substance. Out with corruption, in with the musket. Either you join in or we cause destruction. Pounce on reflex, bounce out rejects. Look them square in the eyes, you'll never see me sweat. Cause I'm a man first. When I ball a fist and swing it, then these hands hurt. I can be what I wanna be, see what I wanna see. Stand on my own too and seize what's in front of me. For now you kept my eyes shut, but from here on out, all my people rise up. Rise up. When they told me I would never be enough. Rise up. When they look at me and only see color. Rise up. For the struggle is all the single mothers. Rise up. We all need to rise up. All my people rise up. When they told me that I wasn't gonna make it. Rise up. All the caskets that I sold to lay. Rise up. It's time we unify and cause them all mayhem. Rise up. We all need to rise up. All my people rise up. Black people, white people, Native American, Indian, Spanish, Asian with heritage, Egyptian, Samoan, Jamaican, Caribbean, Middle East citizens, we all the same period. Born in society, spread by variety, structured to be poor and live our life quietly. I ain't with the riffraff, it don't matter where you from. Put your mind to it, you can be the next Donald Trump, be the next Bill Gates, build the next great wall, rise like a pyramid, at this rate we can't fall. Bone crush the media, BS they feeding us, watching us with cameras, cops mistreating us, college don't teach enough, put you on that white line and have you paying loans off your whole entire lifetime. I think it's time we fight back, all together at once, how you like that? Rise up, when they told me I would never be enough. Rise up, when they look at me and only see color. Rise up, for the struggle is all the single mothers. Rise up, we all need to rise up, all my people rise up. When they told me that I wasn't gonna make. Rise up, all the caskets that I sold to break. Rise up.
by and cause some more pain. Rise up, we all need to rise up. All my people rise up.
And each of us are places we have never gone. Only by pressing the limits do you ever find them. It only takes one person to change your life, and that's you. The important thing is this. To be willing at any moment to sacrifice what we are for what we can become.
Rise up when they told me I would never be nothing. Rise up when they look at me and only see color. Rise up for the struggle in all the single mothers. Rise up, we all need to rise up. All my people rise up when they told me that I wasn't gonna make it. Rise up, all the caskets that I sold to break. Rise up, it's time we unify and cause them all pain. Rise up, we all need to rise up. All my people rise up.
Alabama,
rise up.
Louisiana,
rise up.
Rise up, everybody.
Rise up,
all my people.
Rise up,
California.
Rise up,
Oklahoma.
Rise up,
Tacoma.
Rise up,
Seattle.
Rise up,
the world.
Rise up.
All right, now I want to play a piece by two men that go by the name of Mike Mack and Harlem, and this is The Voices.
I love it. Sure. Tell me, have you dreamed so big? Wake up and realize life is way harder than the Rubik's Cube. Sit back and watch the room just spin as the record of your life's come to a slow end. I swear people in my life don't been calling every man brother like I'm Hulk Hogan. And record labels wasn't raised on the farm, so it seems like the doors just never open. I swear every flow I spit is potent. I bet the ace so I wasn't joking. They said that to me and rappers like you at the stupid game and they all went in. But they all ain't him. No planet takeovers like invaders them. 5,950 A&Rs all in low like brim. But I gotta be the best. Gotta have a purpose. Gotta be the one. Gotta be observing. Gotta be able to see the outcome of my choices. Gotta hear the voices. I gotta hear the voices.
Gotta be the best. Gotta have a purpose. Gotta be the one. Gotta be observing. Gotta be able to see the outcome of my choices. Gotta hear the voices. I gotta hear the voice, y'all. As I'm breaking the mic, yo, I feel it, it's nice, though. To unleash the memory inside of my micro. Trying to stay in check like I'm lacing my knife, yo. Lyrically, I'm a psycho, but keeping it tight flow. Rock beats as long as T. Jones to the maestro. Feeling the hype, though. Consign is like the draft. See, I'm nice, but it ain't a guarantee that I might go. Maybe I might not. Maybe I might flop and get labeled as another kid. No high top. Feeling like Michael Jordan in this spot. Stomach and big knots. Tell you I think not. Cause all it really ever even takes is that big shot. But what if it got blocked? I'm sitting in the OC and I got cold feet. But that's just what if. You know this. I'm so focused, man. I gotta be the best. Gotta have a purpose. Gotta be the one. Gotta be observant. Gotta be able to see the outcome of my choices. Gotta hear the voices. I gotta hear the voices.
I gotta be the best. Gotta have a purpose. Gotta be the one. Gotta be observant. Gotta be able to see the outcome of my choices. Gotta hear the voices. I gotta hear the voices. I'm destined to be the greatest. And all these rappers thinking they really the prize, but they actually the fakest. Breaking labels, hit a vibe, but actually invaders. So in all actuality, A&R's just the haters. I'm on a rampage, flow darker than Raiders. Never part from the game, but there's a real disaster. Hip hop needs me, I can never leave my savior. To the game, and my cartridges gone to the Sega.
Hot like a sauna, they bomb like a sauna. Time for a change, hip hop, old drama. Wait, let me decide if I wanna revive any more bars like you were music. Look in each eye, even if you're celibate, you need to fuck with these guys. Lyrically perfect and verbally insane, I've been fucking beast too long.
I gotta be the best, gotta have a purpose, gotta be the one, gotta be observant, gotta be able to see the outcome of my choices, gotta hear the voices, I gotta hear the voices.
Gotta be the best, gotta have a purpose, gotta be the one, gotta be observant,
play a piece by an artist. Oh, I thought it was over. Sorry about that. Apologize for talking before the song was over. I want to jump into a piece by a young man that's new to me, but I'm kind of digging the sound. This is Razor and All On Me.
They say it's all on me. Nobody else can account for since if I act it, I'm down to what it's going to be. And this goes out to me.
I make it on my own. I'm always stacking something. Yep. Two or three jobs. I'm always wrapped in something. I got a lot of goals. I'm always going after something. I'm hopping out of shit. Like all kind of shit. I'm unsigned, so they ask me who I'm riding with. Then I tell them it don't matter who I'm signing with. Long as it's a lot of chips. Supposed to make a dollar shit. I guess I'm cool in. I just moved in. For a car garage, even got a new friend. She is more than mine. She got the juice, baby, let's go the round. Bring them tacos through, this is all me. You ain't got no clue, yeah, I can step it up. Baby, watch what I can do. And I'ma try to be on time when I'm stopping through. Yeah, I got you, boo, this I can promise. To bear with me, I take it to the mat. I'm saving every penny so I can lay up and relax when I'm near 50. I make my own decisions, no one's here to get me. Still in this lonely kitchen, no one to share with me. I need my dime queen, that prime queen, cold as ice. She's a socialite, so smart, always talking about her rolling life. She got me going crazy. Yeah, poltergeist. And every time I'm with her, niggas try to get her. Stared and look away. I'm scared how you look today. I invested way too much just to look away. And they gon' have me sitting. They gon' throw the book away.
I got you, baby.
Where you wanna go?
Now I want to take you in a different direction and slow it down and play a piece by Sheldon Butler, and this is Who We Are.
Think about how we could be different if we both just changed our ways. Oh, we'd be so happy, babe. Think about the opportunity that we could. Darling, I would be happy if you would accept me for who I am. don't wanna be that cycle of the wind, cyclone, tornado, around and around we go, around and around we go, not around our hearts, but our egos and our tempers. Let's just let it ride, baby. They heard me.
Let it ride, baby.
Yeah. Ooh, you would be happy if I would accept you for who you are, who you are. Little softer now.
I would be happy.
Passion. Ayo.
Another Pacific Northwest artist in the last 45 minutes or so. That's what we've been listening to, is only artists from the Pacific Northwest. And I hope you're recognizing the talents and the diversity of, you know, what is coming out of my hometown, Seattle, Washington, Tacoma, Washington, Federal Way, you know, Bellevue, Washington, all over the scope of the Pacific Northwest. Now I want to play a piece by Jennifer Newberry, and this is I Don't Care. play a piece by Trey 8, and this is Final Wish.
First time off the porch. I always been in the game. Look at my hoop shorts. I'm used to being in planes. I rock my Air Forces like I'm white and plain. Tall and short. Nah, homie, I like a brown too. If we're talking about girls or if we're talking about shoes, give me a clue. Look, my baby mama in here. And we always be having problems. She ain't going nowhere. I'm a man first, so you know I play by the book. And there's plenty of fish out there anyone can get to. If God can make it rain, he can bring you a woman. Black people got Obama and we feel like we winning. It's a shame. What's gonna be next in the list? We still out here starving. All we got is a president. Change don't make change. Change is irrelevant. So get your paper up and you can live life lavish if you wish. That's all you gotta do, homie, and you can make it if you wish. So keep your head up high. God's watching if you wish. You gon' make it one day if you got a little wish. Yeah, everybody got a wish, but nowadays what they wish for ain't ish. I wish I could make it better. Wish I could bring back all the real hitters. But now I miss you, homie. Wish I could make a better way for my son and my daughters. I wish I could stay and play. But you know, daddy out on the grind, doing shows every day, trying to push time. But you don't want to push time. That's the only thing that keep it real all the time. That's the only thing that been messing with my mind. Knowing I'm getting older, I gotta move the line. No overtime, I'ma do it right now. Step up to the stage, now I'm ready for the crowd. Give it to him raw, then your boy take a bow. Jumped in the game and I did it like that. Wish, 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 wish. That's all you gotta do, homie, and you can make it if you wish, wish. God's watching if you wish. You gon' make it one day if you got a little wish.
I want to thank everybody that tuned in to Play the Coffee House this evening. I hope that you got a lot out of the information that Joey G was able to share about the Road to South By, which is the Battle of the Bands here in the Pacific Northwest, taking place in Seattle and in Tacoma, giving the opportunity to the artists in my area, the Pacific Northwest, to win a slot into performing at South By Southwest in Austin, Texas this March. So if you are in the Seattle, Tacoma, Federal Way, Bellevue, Pacific Northwest area, I really suggest that you jump on this and get involved in this opportunity. Go to www.road2southby.com and register tonight, today, this weekend. Get in there and get on the next battle so that you can have that potential opportunity to go to South by Southwest. I can't think of a better chance, a better opportunity for our artists to, you know, have the opportunity to just see what it's like, you know, get the feel of, you know, presenting themselves to record labels and promoters and, you know, just everybody that's in the music industry is going to be there. So take advantage of that. I thank Joey G for coming out and taking his time, you know, to share with us the information and answer questions from the callers. I thank the callers that did call in, you know, and ask some questions because it helped, you know, inform us on, you know, what's on the minds of the artists and, you know, to explore, you know, the possibilities. I want to thank all of the artists in the Pacific Northwest that have shared with Flava News Radio their sound. I am very, very proud to represent all of you you know, on the air and to be able to share your sound, not only with those in the Pacific Northwest, but to those across the United States and around the globe. We've got some sister stations that are playing our sounds over in Europe and, you know, specifically in Germany, London, and Switzerland. So I want to thank, you know, my sister stations for that opportunity to have our sounds heard overseas that, of those artists that I am pushing out there. And, you know, I want to again thank everybody that tuned in tonight and shared in this time, to those that listened live, to those that came into the chat room, to those that were registered and not registered, to those that were listening online. Thank you so very much, and Happy New Year. Let's make things happen, okay? Build wins in 2011. Good night.